On today's show, Toyota reveals two new Tokyo concepts. Renault says EVs in emerging markets will help it boost sales. And we take a look at what automakers would like to see happen with NAFTA. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. French automaker Renault has ambitious plans to boost sales over the next 5 years. Reuters reports CEO Carlos Ghosn revealed the company is targeting global sales of 5 million vehicles by 2022. That's up from about 3.5 million last year. It says it can achieve this through introducing more electric vehicles and offering a wider range of low-cost cars in emerging markets. By 2022, the company expects its less expensive vehicles will account for 2 million annual sales, or about 40% of the group total. This growth will happen mostly outside of Europe. Renault expects its share of deliveries in Europe to drop from 52% to 36%. Because of this, Renault expects to outpace alliance partner Nissan in growth. And in other corporate automotive news, General Motors announced it's going to combine its international and South America regions into one unit. The head of its international operations, Stefan Jacoby, is retiring at the end of the year. Brian Engel, who is currently the head of South America, will be in charge of the new international group starting January 1st. He will be in charge of all of GM's operations outside of North America and China. Vehicles that can talk with each other, the infrastructure, and get updates from the cloud will greatly change the way we drive. And now Continental is showing how its eHorizon technology can improve commercial trucking. Since the system will already know the road ahead, it can instruct the driver when to brake, shift, or even coast along. By knowing what traffic lights are going to do, a display can pop up that shows if the truck will make it through the next light, and if not, prompt the driver to coast up to the light. These are great ways to improve efficiency, but there's also safety benefits. If a car breaks down on the road, the system can send an alert to change lanes well before the truck comes up on the vehicle, or warn of other potential hazards, like ice on the road. And as more vehicles get connected, the information will come faster and be more useful. Still to come, Toyota takes the wraps off a couple of new concept cars.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
With all the technology being pumped into cars, drivers can easily get distracted. So the AAA, along with the University of Utah, tested 30 different model year 2017 vehicles to see what systems are the most dangerous to use. Overall, using navigation while driving is the most demanding task a driver can perform because of the amount of time it takes. And when it comes to infotainment controls, they found that touch screens, knobs, and buttons are better than voice commands, and that voice commands are better than touch pads or dials placed by the shifter. While voice commands did keep a driver's eyes on the road longer, longer interaction times offset that benefit. Obviously, motorists need to do a better job of not allowing themselves to get distracted. But the research also concludes that automakers should block functions like texting and navigation while the vehicle is in motion, and design infotainment systems that are no more demanding than listening to the radio. Yesterday, we showed you the new Toyota Century, a Rolls-Royce-like luxury car the company sells mainly in Japan. And now Toyota is showing off a couple of concepts it will debut at the Tokyo Motor Show. First up is the TJ Cruiser, which looks like a combination of an SUV and a van. The company says the T stands for toolbox, while the J stands for joy. And of course, Cruiser has been used previously with its SUVs. The boxy vehicle seats up to four people and features rear sliding doors. It's powered by a 2-liter engine matched with a hybrid system and is available in front and all-wheel drive. Next up is a hybrid sports car called the GR-HV Sports. The rear-drive vehicle was partly inspired by the company's TS050 hybrid race car that competes in the WEC. The concept features LED headlights, aluminum wheels, and a rear diffuser similar to the race car. The Tokyo show kicks off later this month. Coming up next, a look at the impact NAFTA negotiations could have on the auto industry. President Trump made NAFTA a big issue during his campaign, and any changes that happen could have a significant impact on the auto industry. On AutoLine this week, we're joined by NAFTA expert Les Glick, and in the following clip, he discusses what the industry would like to see happen with the negotiations.
Certainty, predictability, continue the supply chains. One of the hot issues in the renegotiation are the rules of origin. That determines who can get the NAFTA benefits of the duty-free treatment. Under the existing NAFTA, there's a special regional value content for automotive at 62.5%. Most of the people in the automotive industry are happy with this. During the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations, which President Trump withdrew from, that level went down to about 30 or 40%. Which tended to benefit the Japanese and maybe allowed non-North American parts to be getting into more automobiles. And there's some concern that we might go back to the TPP, but I think most of the people in the auto industry and auto parts are happy with the existing 62.5% and would like to keep it. Some would like to raise it. But I've heard from some people in the auto industry that any change of it could affect the existing supply chains because they're very well-managed with the just-in-time delivery. And there's one risky part about this that was in the president's this summary of objectives that they had, 17 pages that they announced. And there's some language in there that indicates that in addition to the NAFTA rule of origin, which can be a conglomerate from all three countries together, that there could be a separate American rule of origin in addition. And some people are very concerned about that.
For more about the impact negotiating NAFTA will have on the auto industry, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv, or of course, you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.